Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West and Earth O'Jallo. Heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West, West.
Well, well, good morning. It is 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. in the Pacific. And welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with Point West. And I am your actually show host, Mr. Bobby West. And this is radio the way it should be heard. I'm going to be flying solo this morning, but hopefully in future shows that will not be the case. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you may do so by calling 1-877-932-9766. Oh, thank you. 9766. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. The name of the program here is Point West. And starting off, we have Dr. Randy Short with a long list of credentials, wow, which I will be reading some of them before we get started. You need to tune in, and you can call in at any time and ask your questions. But before we do that, let me read this. TalkTainmentRadio.com thanks Neely Fuller Jr., who has graced our broadcast for nearly a decade overall. We've worked with Mr. Fuller since 1975, and have been on the front line in supporting and promoting the compensatory code. Mr. Fuller is the one that helped us to understand white supremacy racism through the compensatory concept. We wish Mr. Fuller the best in his new endeavors. We will continue to support the ideas associated with the compensatory concept, and we will promote it as a major instrument for the implementation of justice and the elimination of racism. The compensatory concept is the gold standard for countering white supremacy system, racism. We will continue to play past programs on our podcast and regular broadcast schedule as we move forward in the struggle for justice. We realize that there are a growing number of people working in the vineyard to implement or to eliminate white supremacy racism. Our intent is to provide a platform for their ideas and voices to be heard. Most of all, we thank you for your great support and ask that you stay with TalkTainmentRadio.com as we grow even stronger. Now, joining us this morning is Dr. Randy Short, Minister Dr. Randy Lancaster Short, Ministry Divinity, is a graduate of Howard University, has a BS PhD from Harvard. Let's see here. There's a whole list of things from Brother Short here. Howard University, also the University of Virginia, a master's in, I think it's philosophy. His PhD is of African and African American history. Short taught history and religion at Bowie University and Lane College. HBCUs, go ahead, Brother Short. Former executive director of the Prince George's County Youth Commission in Washington, D.C., native, and a scholar, historian, human rights defender, social commentator, anti-eugenics advocate, freelance journalist, writer, and social action, social justice missionary affiliated with the African Orthodox Church, and informed and excellent researcher. Now, that's my area. Thank you there, Brother Short. And speaker, Short is regularly featured on AM and FM blog radio programs nationally. Since 2011, Short has been a featured commentator on RT, Radio 1, Mississippi Super Talk, Roland Martin, WJLA, News Channel 8, Belarius National News, InfoWars, DC Cablevision, and the Pacifica Radio Network. As a Howard University student leader, Short pressured Howard's Board of Trustees to grant an honorary doctorate to legendary civil rights leader and Congress of Racial Equality founder James Farmer. Short also organized the Stop the Genocide in Darfur campaign in Washington, D.C. In 2004, Short is a columnist, contributor to conservative digital news, and he has published articles in Black Agenda Report, The Baltimore. Is there any more, Brother Short?
I don't know. It could have left much of it off, but just so that people know that, like Dr. Fuller, I'm just trying to do my bit, what I can do to make a contribution.
Okay. One of the things that I discovered that wasn't on this paper, and I'm so glad for our researchers here that they gave me this to read, was that you're the, and maybe I read it wrong, but the head of, was it 7,000 pastors or something like that? Can you?
I'm not the head of that. I work with the person that's the head. Certain things, I don't know. People will claim things that you don't claim.
Mm-hmm. The
group is called the Coalition of African American Pastors.
Okay.
The head of the Coalition of African American Pastors is Reverend William Owens, who worked with Martin Luther King, and he's down in Texas. What I'm now doing with Reverend Owens, in as much as I'm here in Washington, where I can be helpful to the coalition I am, I will probably see him in a couple of weeks. In as much as he's organizing that, we've known each other for a few years, and so that's a group. He's one of the ministers that meets with the president and others.
Oh.
And so it's good to know him, and I'm hoping in this year that we have a greater impact on what kind of policies and programs will be put in place for our people, which are, as you know, lacking.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who's in the White House, it's lacking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, on some of the research I did, I pulled out at least three, but we can go into many different areas because we do have a two-hour program with a few breaks every 15 minutes here, so we'll also be watching the clock here. One of the things that I saw a little bit of was, I believe it was called Gone Too Far, the Equality
Right.
Act. Yeah, could you elaborate on that? What's that all about? How did it form? What's going on?
Okay, well, it's interesting. Last week on the 5th would be a year. Gone Too Far, I haven't been that active for a while, but it's a coalition that Reverend Stephen Broden and myself got some black and white ministers together to fight against what was initially H.R. 2282, which is the Gay Equality Act, which was renamed to try to bamboozle everybody, March last year, which is called the HR5,
mm-hmm.
the new name for the Gay Equality Act. And it was put together by, what's his name, David Cicilline. That's actually his name.
Cicilline. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a nice, almost sounds like what he's pushing. And what they what they're effectively seeking to do was to basically take all the rights that Black people had fought for and apply those, the protections, the immunities to people into pedophilia, trans, people that are into stuff like fetishes, like eating bowel movement or being urinated on, or necrophilia, making that federally protected as if it's like a racial or religious or a genuine biological sex group. What I mean is women or people who are non-whites or non-Anglo whites who may fall under a minority status. And that would have literally been an act to give reparations, guaranteed loans, protections to all of that. Basically, it would take the entire social justice equity of Black people and hand it to the LGBTQIAPZCN. And it can go on and on. There are 200 plus genders. It just goes on and on and on.
You say 200 plus genders?
That's what they're saying.
Wow. Gender, okay, that's what they're saying. Okay.
Over 218. So, and all of those people, which means effectively everybody would be treated or given things that had been set aside for Black people. If you read the law, or it basically said that the gay community, they couldn't get jobs, housing, education, or any opportunities in America.
Wow.
it's so astounding. By the way, every single solitary Black person in the Congress of the United States either co-sponsored and or voted for the passage of this law.
Hmm. Wow. Wow.
Every single one. Everyone. And the only person at the last second that copped out of voting for it is Clyburn of South Carolina.
Wait a minute. Did you say Clyburn? Jim, are you referring to Jim Clyburn?
Jim Clyburn was the sponsor of the Gay Equality Act.
No.
He abstained. He didn't vote. Sure he was. I'm telling you, every single solitary person that is Black in the Congress of the United States either co-sponsored or voted for the bill.
Mm.
Not one did not support this bill.
Wow. Wow. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you may call if you would have a question for Dr. Short. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, and I will effort to read that. Wow, I'm just kind of blown away, Dr. Short. Jim Clyburn, wow, of all people.
Clyburn's supporting another thing that if he hasn't, he will. Where John Lewis, every child deserves a deserving home. It's a guarantee that if you're gay, you can get a child. And that means they're going to give the Black children to white LGBTQ folks. And there's a guy down in Florida named Lombard who was raping and ripping up Black kids that he was adopting. This is happening all over the country. If it's nasty, if it's bad for us, the Congressional Black Caucus supports it 100%.
Wait a minute.
There hasn't been one thing that doesn't go against core beliefs that many Black folks have that they aren't on the other side. You need to understand this. There are a pack of billionaires give hundreds of millions of dollars as an aggregate to politics and to politicians and to charities. And so the money that the politicians need all come from radical, extremist, white, homosexual billionaires. So if you want money and you don't want to be starved out, if they say legalize pedophilia, they'll vote for it. And most black folks don't read. They don't pay attention. They don't care to pay attention. They don't care to read. And they don't like people that do read or think until they hit a jam. Since people are cynical and they understand where our people been, we're not on top of our game, and we're not trying to get there, most, then they know that they can do these things. They can support legislation that would be destructive to black people. And black folks would love them. Oh, yeah, look at the black congressperson, right? That's how shallow we are.
Okay. I'm going to pause just for a second, Brother Short, and then I'm going to come right back to you. TalkTimeRadio.com is a 24/7 no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics. And here's a couple that I may share with you. One is All in Our Family with S. Yolanda Robinson. And coming up this week or next week is Talking Sports Plus with yours truly, Trent McMurray and Rita Arnold. Now, these two particular shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on Programs, and there is a list of programs that we have Monday through Sunday, as a matter of fact. If you like jazz, that's even on there. But these are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you need to do is click on it and sample this. And all this from TalkTainment Radio. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the host of Point West here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And my guest today is Dr. Randy Short. And I'm just going to tell you right now, he's breaking it down. He's breaking it down. Now, we started off with this question, Gone Too Far, the Equality Act, House Representative Bill Number 5. And he made a statement before we went to break that black people are not on top of our game. Brother Short, if you don't mind me calling you, why are we not on top of our game? Is it because maybe we believe the sanitized news? Is it because, as it says in the book of Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge? What say you on that with evidence?
Well, what we could say, one, it's, there's so many reasons asked for why, until that's another discussion.
Okay.
But I can give you some of what I see happening.
Okay.
We have a major problem, in as much as you alluded to, you can't trust the media. And black media has largely been destroyed following the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which has had the net effect of destroying black newspapers. Black radio and television have suffered tremendously.
Who was the head of that? Was there a black guy that was the head of that?
No.
Okay.
That was done by the Clintons.
Okay. The Clintons.
The Clintons helped pass that happened in 1996. Bill Clinton was president. That helped destroy black media. On top of that, we have other issues, but one is the media has suffered tremendously, and a lot of the funk papers and all have gone out of business, or they're very limited. It takes so much to explain that how screwed we are on so many. You could spend hours talking about how screwed we are. Let me give you another dimension.
Okay.
So the under the Telecommunications Act, everything has been conglomerated or monopolized to a large degree. And the larger existing black media groupings have not invested in news. Let's just go right to it. Radio 1, TV 1, there is not a news program on TV 1. And Radio 1, who's controlled by Kathy Hughes, they systematically destroyed the news departments and all the radio stations that they acquired. So you've had a suicidality of news and information of our existing newspapers. They haven't in the last 50 years really been relevant, but they're obsessed with celebrities and shoes and social stuff. They don't like doing any real hard investigative news or research that's not there. And then we can go to the church, which is an arsenal of illiteracy and stupidity.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just like that. The greatest enemy that black people have to knowledge are crooked black denominations and ministers, and equally bankrupt male and female persons who have authority. The church is a fortress, a bastion of stupidity.
Okay.
And I believe in God, but I'm just telling you, the foolishness, the chicanery,
okay,
the idiocy of what goes on in our churches, which masquerades as religion.
Okay.
In particular, it's shameful.
Okay.
It's shameful.
Let me ask you this, since you went there, because I had another question about another, since you mentioned news. But now, when you say the church, now, are you speaking of the brick and mortar, or are you speaking of the individual?
I made specific reference to the church leadership.
Okay.
It's bankrupt and it's corrupt, whether it's brick and mortar, whether I'm talking about an individual.
Okay.
I can just say to you right here, two places that I know a little bit about. I can say Washington and I can say Baltimore. Between these two cities, you may have 2.5 million black folks. Some of the wealthiest black suburban areas in the country. But once you get away from that, once you get below what's discussed, when we have illiteracy rates, maybe 40-50% among black men in both cities, this is a crime. The schools don't work. You have to ask yourself, when these people collect money every Sunday, what are they doing? What are they doing? I was talking to one of the ministers in Columbus, and we were talking about All Saints University, ASU. It should just be ASS. The Church of God in Christ has been collecting money for nearly 100 years for university. It's a hole in the ground. It was a hole in the ground when my father was living 11 years ago. It was a hole in the ground when my father used to visit Memphis 40 years ago. It was a hole in the ground in the 50s. It was a hole in the ground in the 40s. What? This is the largest black church, at least it claims, in the country. They can't put up a university in 80 years. They collected the money. Compare that to Liberty University in Virginia.
Jerry Falwell's started that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've got, 100, 200,000 students. It's no more than 45 years old. And he did that with his church.
Yeah, Thomas Road Baptist Church he started out with, I believe it was.
A mega church. They may have 7,500 people. You mean 7,500 white people can do more than millions of black people?
Hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
There's no way that someone isn't lying, someone isn't cheating, stealing, and holding people down. So our people are kept stupid, not only by the racist system, but also by the middleman, sub-oppressor group, who are often clergy, or they could be academics.
Okay.
They could be entertainers. Mm-hmm. We have people who actively conspire to make certain that things remain as jacked up as they are.
Okay.
Sometimes they're in the boule, sometimes they just cool.
Now, let me ask you this, Brother Short. Based on what you just said, is this an undercover arm of white supremacy, which is a spirit dominated by the adversary, branching out in these various areas to keep us divided in the blame game when it's still all under the control of the devil? I'm just asking.
Okay. The devil can't get, if you're aligned with the right thing, it says if you resist the devil,
he'll flee. Yes, yes.
Which means that if you're not resisting the devil, you are working with the devil, which, okay. So we can say devil all we want, but you see, if the devil's going to go to hell, so we're told, the devil's going to go on his own account, and so will every individual. If you work for the devil, you're going to go to hell for what you did. Not for what the devil and you did together, but what you did. Therefore, the antithesis to what you're saying to me is the spiritual accountability that each person must take up a cross and decide to either
exactly
force for good or for evil. Having said that, now I'm going back to my point. There are people in our community who have decided to be forces for evil. Okay, whether it's white, black, purple,
yes,
extraterrestrial, they hurt. By the way, they don't hurt anybody but black people. And so it's not a blame game anymore. When someone runs an institution with millions of people, collects money in the name of doing something, and doesn't even do any of it, that person and all the people who enable this kind of fraud are partakers in the collective damnation of our group.
Wow.
There's no way out of it. And the reason that we are not able, many of us, to move forward is that we refuse, because of the other evil, which is white supremacy is real, it exists, it's an institutional structure, I get all that.
Yes.
But you know what? Even though white supremacy is powerful and potent, you still need to wipe your own behind and clean up under your arm.
Okay.
Well, what we say is, well, because there's evil, I don't have to wipe my behind, because there's so much more evil. The crud between my behind cheeks doesn't matter as much as slavery and genocide somewhere else. And yet, no one can remark that they stink. Yeah, it's insane. That's insane, but that's how we've been. And we function this way. And it's unacceptable. And the results of us not being critical of self, not hateful of self, not negative criticism of self, but responsible, intelligent criticism of self. Hey, look, those people hate my guts. Those people don't like me. They would like to enslave, kill, exterminate me. I cannot necessarily change them and may not be in the position to confront them, but I can work on me.
Yes, absolutely.
I can do something with me, right? The slaves used to sing, the enslaved people, it's me, oh Lord, standing
in the need of prayer, yes.
Not master, not Miss Ann, not the slave breaker, not the buck breaker, not the slave dealer, right? All those folk are wicked, but it's me. And when you have conversations with our people, you talk about drugs, the first thing they'll do is shift it and talk, well, white people use drugs. Right? Abortion, well, white people get abortion. Whatever, white folk get high, white folk drink. Have you ever had that conversation?
Sure, you had that conversation.
Hey.
Let me pause here, Brother Short here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. And by the way, podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Brother Short, is blowing up. All that and more coming up on Talk Dimmit Radio.
Shop Ash Kickin' Online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Amina Brendalyn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood.
Now the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of black artists.
The two new programs are open to black and visual artists are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists and the Amina Robinson Residency for national artists. More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, you caught me in between here. Let's see here. Yeah, thank you. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the host of Point West, a program here that is going to deal with racism and white supremacy. And on the line, we have Dr. Randy Short, who has just graced us with so much knowledge. Personally, I'm just bubbling over because I have so many questions that I want to ask. Brother Short, and he has just been so kind to just, as Joanne Seegers used to say, which was one of my teachers, get to the stuff, under the stuff, bring a new perspective. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you would like to call and ask a question of Brother Short, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. I'm just going to throw out some topics that we may want to get into or get your perspective on it, Brother Short. One of them was who's who in cultural intelligence. I would like for you at some point in this 2 hours to speak about the 1917 St. Louis riots. But right now, let's center on Kobe, Gayle King, Snoop Dogg, Oprah. What say you on that? It's all been all over the news. My research team has found out or done some research that we exposed on the other show that I have, which is Talking Sports Plus. We don't just talk about sports. We talk about stuff under the stuff, too. But what say you concerning that situation?
Well, it's real simple. People need to understand that the media is a tool of white supremacy.
Yes.
And Oprah and Gail are agents of white supremacy. They are actively at war with our people. And many people suspect that they are black women who are moral, ethically compromised, and they have an intense hatred of black men. And they are helping corrupt white men cast their guilt and their filth onto black men amid this Me Too movement. Gayle King has a hatred of black men. Gayle King's father was an engineer who either worked for the State Department, CIA, or the United States military. Okay, she grew up in Turkey. She's an exceptional one of those kind of black folks that doesn't care about the rest of us. Oprah Winfrey is a pathological liar who hates her own family and has lied on her father and her family all throughout her career. They have made it their business to denigrate everyone black and male that they could. And what has happened is we're in the midst of a cultural shift. There's a rebellion against pork chop feminist, self-hating pork chop feminist black women who work for white men to castrate black men. And there has been a shift, and they're now encountering a what I would call post-Obama rage in the black community. The Obama election didn't do many things for black people, but it did others. One thing that the Obama administration did do, which was followed by the Trump administration, is to make black people very angry. 8 years, nothing, and 4 years of basically a trail of trash on steroids has black folks mad. And they're looking at who's responsible for making their lives miserable. In the past, and in particular today, and Oprah and Gail have come up in the sights of a lot of black folks who are furious. They're also angry with Roland Martin. They're angry with the range of people, this independent black media like this radio station that you have or program. The black people who are not on this conglomerated media that I described in the earlier section, who are not under control, their perspective is hearkening back to what you used to find in independent black newspapers of the 20th century when they were actually saying something. And what people are understanding is that we have a lot of traitors. I call them blacknecks, sellouts, seditious parties who promote illegal aliens and white feminism and LGBTQ, but there's never anything for black boys or black girls or for black seniors or ordinary black men and women. And Oprah and Gail, by the way, Gail is of dubious talent, and she can get all the racist and vicious sellout blacks to back her up. The masses of black people are angry. I mean, Kobe Bryant should have been allowed to rest in peace at least a couple of weeks. They haven't even dealt with his funeral service yet. And on top of that, his daughter died. We're talking about 8-9 people dead. You haven't seen Oprah or Gail, or for that matter, that Gilligan's Island-looking broad, Susan Wright. send a daisy or some
what are those things? Cokeberry bush branches.
Yes.
To the families of the people who've lost people.
Yes. Before we move on to the another area here, and you spoke about Obama in that last dissertation, are you familiar with the Obama deception by Change the Channel? Has at least 15 million viewers, according to the count that I have. Have you ever heard of that?
You mean the documentary by Alex Jones?
And that, I think he made one too, the Obama deception, an hour and 53 minutes of that. Have you heard or seen that or what?
I've seen it many times.
What is your, when you see that, because I know when I have brought that up to black people, they didn't want to hear that. They didn't even look at it objectively. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, black people have a major moral ethical problem. Many black people claim to be Christians, but they are idolaters.
Mm.
They worship things.
Yes.
They worship clothes or sex or cars or cheap jewelry or conspicuous consumption or celebrities or white power or white women or white men. They don't believe in Jehovah God at all. And so and Obama has become an idol to black people, many black people. He is people's God, Messiah. He's not too dark, okay? I mean, and, you know, white people like him, which is another idol. Many black people yearn to be loved and wanted by white people at any expense. And among those people is Oprah Winfrey. So when you raise a criticism or anything about Obama, you've attacked someone's religion.
Okay.
You're not talking about a man that got elected who's a politician that's supposed to serve the people.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about an idol that they feel obligated to worship and serve.
Mm.
And they love him. What they love about him is that he's someone that white people love.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. The Obama deception. Okay. Let's see here. Let me do this because I have to. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Point West. Today, we have Dr. Randy Short just dropping knowledge all over the place. If you would like to call into the show, you can by calling 1-877-932-9766 or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I would be happy to read your letters, or rather your statements that you're going to do by the Gmail. There's so many things. Talk to me about the who's who in cultural intelligence. I was looking at something that had been said. What does that mean to you, or what is that exactly?
Well, I don't know what cultural intelligence is, at least it's stating that, but maybe it would be people that are savvy to the world and different people and aspects of how people live and their ideology, I guess.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, we won't have to go into that one. But speak to us about the 1917 St. Louis, I may have this wrong, but the pogrom, P-O-G-R-O-M?
Pogrom is just like a Russian word for the mass murder of people.
Yes.
And I prefer to use pogrom than riot. It's not a riot when white folk come to and massacre black people. That riot makes it seem as if it's equal. A pogrom, clear. In fact, they do that all the time. They will call it a riot when black folks are massacred, like the Tulsa riot. I mean, you fly an airplane.
You mean Black Wall Street you're speaking of?
Yeah, and you call that a riot, really, where I've got machine guns and planes and I'm bombing you. That's no riot. That's a genocide. That's a pogrom.
a program. That's the correct pronunciation.
It's a process by which a minority group of people are targeted by people with the assistance of the government, and you kill them. And that happened all over the South. East St. Louis, it's very simple. The black people in East St. Louis were poised to have a lot of power, and in particular, they were voting and doing things. And the National Democratic Party leadership, in association with the Democratic Party leadership, the state of Illinois, in association with the AFL, American Federation of Labor, who's led by Samuel Gompers, and they began killing black people in May of 1917 to beat down the blacks who wanted more money and to prevent the black folks who were coming in the city from taking the city over. And basically, right before the 4th of July, the white community that had been terrorizing the black people for a while, some of their police were driving through and were just shooting to terrorize black folks, and some people shot back. And some people were injured or killed, and the white folks alongside the Illinois National Guard went on a rampage, destroying a black community that had as many as 10,000 people. There isn't an accurate number of how many black people were killed. The numbers go as low as 40, which it's impossible, and the numbers go as high as 400, which is complete. And what I would say, one of the things that I don't like about black people, and I'm one, you know, in all this time, no one has ever checked to find out if there are mass graves for these folks. What happened to all the bodies? And all this time, it's now 103 years later, certainly a satellite could find bones. Right, they're finding bones in Mississippi of where black folks were killed or buried. They find them in Florida. Why not there?
Yeah.
So why not in Illinois? Why not ask?
Yes.
I mean, there are things that I see. Again, I talk about no good preachers, no good so-called civil rights people and others. They don't even ask. I didn't say pull a gun or throw a brick or call anyone a name. Just, could someone, a university, doesn't even have to be in America, could you have your satellite look and see if there are any mass graves around? I mean, just, you know, we may find something. It's not far from Cahokia. Maybe you'll find some Indians or find some Nephilim, you know, the little giant people. But could you look? You know, they can do that stuff with satellites. And they can tell you there's a massive bodies over here. There are massive bodies in the mud in the Mississippi. Are you understanding me? There are people entombed from the riot in East St. Louis that they could see from outer space.
And Brother Short, there are many people that don't even know what the Nephilim is.
Well, okay, we can't do all of that, and that doesn't make for good radio. No disrespect.
Yes.
I'm saying that so you know what I'm talking about. And but it's very simple. That was a massacre. Nothing has really been done. It's a very case for reparations. There's still some people alive that are either the descendants are still alive where there's information about that.
Okay.
And the problem, again, with that, it's interesting. The black leadership down in St. Louis and in East St. Louis is in the same Democratic Party that massacred them.
Yeah, and speaking about that, I believe you had an article called The Democratic Party is Worse Than Crack?
I don't know if I have...
Okay.
I may have said something like that, but I don't have an article like that.
Okay.
I'm not aware of an article like that.
What about Not On My Watch?
I don't think that's my article.
Okay.
I do think you're talking about a program, not an article.
Okay.
An interview.
Hello?
So someone may
go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Someone may take an excerpt, but that's not necessarily an article.
Okay.
Although the Democratic Party is worse than crack.
Why do you say that?
Because we're addicted to it, and it's made us slaves. I don't like any political party, per se. Political parties are like a tire on a car. As long as it's good, you can roll with it. When it's no good, change it and get another one. Right now, we've been driving on bald Democratic tires for 50 years. And either we have our own party, or we be independent, or we switch or play the two parties against each other. And for all the little black folk who say we can't, how come a man can two-time two women? How come a woman, a sister, can two-time two men? But yet we can't two-time two groups of white supremacists. Seems strange to me how we are very strategic and cunning and creative with one another. But when it comes to another group of people, we're suckers and chumps.
Have we been taught by the system of racism, white supremacy, to do that?
No. I'm sorry, brother. Like, it goes back to that whole metaphor of wiping your own behind.
Yeah.
White supremacy isn't so powerful at every second we can't do anything. If it's that bad, we should all commit suicide. If they're just so powerful and they just have us so programmed, we should all cut our throats.
But don't you think that in every area of people activity that it is very prominent that white people are in control of all that? I mean, you turn to every area. I mean, they could shut down these airways if they wanted to.
You know what?
What's that?
You know what? Let them shut it. Let them shut it. I don't look at things like a lot of black people do. I don't look at that. I don't see white folks as gods. I see white folks as people.
Yes.
If they shut down the blogs and all of that, that would throw a whole lot of white folk out of work.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, even in the concentration camps, the Germans were doing business with the Jews. I'm sorry.
Yes, they were.
So I don't buy that they're so powerful. Either they're people or they're gods. And black folks are going to have to decide. And I'm in particular talking about the idiot fringe in the conscious community. If they're so powerful and they're godlike, we should worship them and accept our fate, our lot as being subhuman trash to be kicked around, or they happen to be people who stick together that can achieve a goal to dominate another group of people.
How can we do that? For example, when you look at the March on Washington, which I call a farce on Washington, because I can't see even into this day what did it really accomplish? I mean, how can we do this?
Well, the March on Washington, I can't say that the Million Man March accomplished anything.
Okay.
But the real issue is those demonstrations weren't about making us powerful. Those were appeals to the very people that, well, say are bad racist people. You mean I'm going to the person? That's like the rape victim with the busted body orifice going to the rapist. Asking for bandages. I mean, you really think you're going to get that? I mean, when are we going to stop being stupid? Or are you understanding me? Why are we going to the source of the problem and asking it to correct itself?
That's what you think we're doing, going to them and asking them to correct it.
Oh, yes, we are. We devote all of our energy to begging to being loved by people that may not love. They don't love one another. Why would they love us? If you've lived with, I know all kinds of Chinese don't necessarily love each other. I mean, if I look at, and the crime statistics are suppressed, but
yes,
the white community is very violent with itself.
Yes.
And you don't really hear the true crime statistics. I'm certain of it.
Why are those statistics suppressed? What message are they trying to get out?
I think it's the message that they don't want to get out.
Yes. Okay. Don't want to get out. Okay.
Why would you tell people how bad you are? No one does that. They're people. They're acting like people, although we treat them like gods. They don't want folks to know that a lot of those they need those guns, not just for us. They need it for one another. If you look at the school shooting and other things, that there's a whole lot of white-on-white violence. That's the majority of violence in the country.
So when you conclude with the many different areas that you cover or have an opinion on and can back it up by evidence, that this is a type of warfare that is constantly going on, psychological, mental, physical. What could you conclude that this is a type of warfare that we are confronted with in every area that we turn to?
Yeah, but the real question is, you're speaking of warfare, okay? But in reality, it is warfare for maybe them. I don't see what black people are fighting. I see black folks eating one another. I don't see us fighting.
Eating one another.
That's right. We're cannibalizing each other. Other people may be fighting. We're cannibalizing one another.
Do you think that behavior has been taught to us to do that to one another?
You know what? We keep going in circles, and I actually resent the question, because if they have that much power, we shouldn't talk. When is it that I know, okay, in fact, we have no excuse today. If Nat Turner wanted to be free in 1831, and there were other people running away before 1831, with no internet, no radio, no Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, no Malcolm X, we have no damn excuse today, okay? And this is a choice. Being inferior is a choice. I'll agree with Kanye. It is a choice to be inferior. It is a choice to be inferior. Inferiority is a choice. It is the easy coward's way out, and many of us choose it.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Now, you had mentioned earlier in the early hour, as we are winding up the first hour, the Black News Network. I think there was a launch or going to be a launch of that. Have you seen any of that?
I haven't seen it, but who's funding it?
Yeah, those were questions I was going to ask.
Well, I don't know of anyone black funding it, so it's going to be questionable how good it will be. When we can fund the Cali cartel and the Medellin cartel and R.J. Reynolds and McDonald's, we can fund everything but the things that we need. That's a choice. So if we want to invest our money in our own genocide, we did that to ourselves. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of...
Okay, I get that. I get that. But do you think that the infiltration of these white supremacist groups in black meetings and so forth has an effect on us to keep us at a certain level that we can be controlled and dominated?
You know what? The white supremacists that we need to worry about are black people.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
So I just don't buy this. You keep going in this circle, brother. It's annoying to me. We could do anything we wanted to do if we really wanted to do it. The issue is that we don't want to do it right now.
Okay,
it's too few people that really want it.
Okay, let me hold it.
And the people that could make a difference have not become tough-minded enough.
Okay.
To say, you know what, I'm willing to lose 9 out of 10 black folks to save the 10 that want.
Okay.
Versus trying to bring everybody along. A lot of the people they're never going to make it. They're already gone. Leave them be if they don't want it.
Okay.
I think we are very ridiculous to beg someone, please want justice and freedom, brother. That's insane.
Okay.
We waste time on a certain type of black person. I don't have patience for them.
Let me do this, Brother Short. Talk to him at radio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. That concludes the first hour of West Point. Stay tuned for the second hour. Hey. Hey.
got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.